Hey everybody, this is Jay from The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Ramblecast, and more. I'm here to tell you are going to listen to a special excerpt from our recent 2015 podcast charity for Autism Speaks podcast-a-thon. We podcasted 12 hours in a row, and over the next couple weeks, we will be revealing and unveiling and releasing different portions from this 12-hour telethon. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that participated. Thank you for everybody that came out. And thank you for all of those that donated to Autism Speaks, a fantastic charity that we've been doing this podcast-a-thon for many years. So you can still donate. You still have a chance to donate. You can do that until the end of April. You can donate over PayPal through lpdonate@gmail.com. So that's lpdonate@gmail.com. Send it as a friends or family and or as a gift. And then you can also mail a check to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack, payable to Autism Speaks. Just everything, every penny goes directly to Autism Speaks. So, again, lpdonate@gmail.com, and that address I just said, go there to donate. You have till the end of April. And now, let's take it away for one of the fantastic clips from this weekend. So we're moving on now to the 6:15 hour. Got a few minutes with none other than Dale Vanderfool, Warm Taffy.
I
got
to switch because I got to read the questions.
So we have a questions. A list of questions.
We have a trivia question.
All right. Well, where is Dale? Dale. All right. We're gonna switch here. You're gonna sit next to me. Dale, you have till 6:45.
No,
6:40. All right. Do you want to start with the questions? The battery's not gonna last too long, but
we have the AC on up here because I'm dying.
We're all freezing.
It was freezing us out.
Okay.
It was cold.
I know it's a nice rain. Okay.
All right, so hold on, let me get the mic going for Action Jackson. So what did you do?
I don't know. What happened to Married Man? Okay.
You got it? Where are you at right now? Okay.
No,
so
went away.
We are here with Dale Vanderpool, otherwise known as Warm Taffy, part one third of the Married Man podcast. Jay Jack, let's give Dale a round of applause.
One third.
Woo!
Woo!
In for a third.
That's
rough. Some people are booing.
I know.
I'll
start that.
I'm here to defend you.
That's good. That's good that you're here to defend him. Okay, talk again. Just make sure you can sound good.
My son.
There we go.
There we go.
Nice.
There we go. Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
In the sea.
So one of our favorite segments in the Married Man show is six questions.
It's my favorite one.
And
you guys get so angry and upset.
Dale and I are pitted against each other in a quiz off.
Together sometimes.
Yes.
And we used to actually flip a coin to see who goes first. And now he's got this little thing that...
Little app. It's a little.
I don't know if he has a button on the side or whatever. I always seem to lose.
But you didn't win the coin flip either.
Even if I go first.
You didn't win the coin flip either.
First. I won a few times.
So this
he'll shake it
for the first
like,
time for people watching at home right now. You get to actually see the dice roll.
Okay.
I just read the first question. Crack me up.
So for those also, the Married Man Show is an adult podcast, but Dale's gonna be PG-13. PG-13 for us.
I'll PG it down.
There we go. All right. So,
PG it down.
Do you want to roll?
Wait a minute. Take your PJs down. PG? No. Okay. Whatever. That's close
right.
enough.
Do you have a few of those cherries? Is that?
I only had one.
No, those things are.
It's a cherry bomb.
No, I'm working.
We should all have one on the show.
Here we go.
Come on, everyone can have one.
All right. So,
no, I got to drive in 15.
You want me to roll first?
Go ahead and roll first.
All right. Here we go. You can see it live on the video at home. And for the people that are here in person,
how exciting for you guys.
I'm not cheating. It's just an app. It is just an application.
Get out of the way. Yeah. Go ahead.
One.
Oh, look who went first that time. Okay, I think I can beat a one.
One more time.
Two. Barely.
All right, so Dale goes first.
All right, can someone keep track of this? Because I don't have pen and paper.
Wait, should I defer?
I don't know.
Come on. Give me,
this is where Dale needs some help.
Give me some help.
I would say... Take the answer. Take the first question.
All right, I'm going to go first.
All right. All right, number one.
You want here?
Oh, I got to hold the computer and stuff.
Here, I'll keep score.
Yeah.
I'm ahead 2-0.
Right. See, they're already complaining. They're already arguing.
I'm winning. You need to keep score. Winning.
Winning.
Oh, she's feeding the baby.
All right. You got it? All right. They got it. All right. There you go. Question number one.
Now, for the rules of six questions for Dale and Jay, there are six questions total. That means three questions each. We have a chance to steal if you do not get the question right.
We do call a friend, but neither one has a friend.
And also, so that whoever has the most points at the end will win. Bless you. All right. So let's go to these questions, Jack. What do
all
we
right.
Got?
Number one, we have who was the last American president to be born in the 19th century? And the answer is not natural means. That's written.
Wait, okay. Is this person dead or alive? What? I'm just saying. Could he be all it?
Born in the 19th century.
I know. I'm just saying. You
last
know,
president born in the 19th.
Hey,
it's not Abe Lincoln.
They're freezing Ted Williams. You never know. Okay. I mean, it could CIA's okay, in
I'm,
on
I'm
it.
I'm gonna say there's a good chance right. He's dead.
Okay.
The oldest is Carter, right?
Well, these little yeah.
Living oldest living.
I don't know if oldest living. Yeah.
Is he oldest living? Living.
Is he still alive? He's still alive.
Still alive. You know. Good thing he doesn't have a peanut allergy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know if Clinton could kill him, he would.
All right. Come on.
Who was the last American president to be born in the 19th century?
I don't know. I'll say FDR.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with Ike.
It is Ike.
And I was going to do that, too.
Dwight Eisenhower.
I was thinking about Eisenhower.
Dwight Eisenhower.
I don't know
if you saw my face when Colin said I
did. he always looked like, you know what, cross me. I'm just going to, you know, hit
actually,
you in the chops.
Yellow
know?
Guy.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
He
all right, question
though.
Number two.
So it's my question now. I'm up 1-0. Huh.
In what state can you find Eisenhower's final resting place? What state? He had a 1 in 50 chance of getting this right.
So this is where he is resting currently.
Where he's resting.
I'm going to say Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia.
Yep.
Incorrect. Okay. Think more of the middle of the country.
Thanks.
Hawaii?
No, that was a question that was actually on Family Feud. Name a foreign country west of California. And the family goes, Hawaii.
Good answer.
And then they
good
all
answer.
Go, good answer, good answer. Foreign country? Hawaii? Really?
No, my favorite one okay. is name a boy's name starting with the letter H. And he goes, Jose.
All right, I'll say
his final resting place. He's just resting. He's not dead. He's just
he hasn't
he's
really
just resting.
Done a whole lot of,
he's just laying there.
All right, I'll say Midwest.
That's not a state.
No, I just no,
the
I'm
51st
just,
state.
You're gonna help.
We gotta
me
change
out here.
All the flags.
Oh,
you're
gonna help me out.
Got another
okay,
star.
You're not gonna give me any help.
I gave you a hint.
You said the middle. I mean, that could be like up and down the whole.
Now, when
thing.
You think middle, you think this state.
Oh, come on!
Come on!
Why are you giving this to him?
It's not giving it to me. Come on, Mike.
That
I'm
is
terrible at that.
Marshall Dillon.
What?
Matt Dillon.
Shut.
Well, I what?
Matt Dillon, Big Valley. What?
Big Valley.
What? Matt, oh, I'm getting my sitcom.
Wrong show.
Stop it. Just
sitcom.
Stop.
That Gunsmoke was a funny show.
Fast as he.
I can't give you any more.
Yeah.
Hints.
Okay. I'm gonna miss this anyway, so I'll just say Iowa.
Kansas.
Okay.
So nobody gets one on that one. Oh, okay. It's an Eisenhower theme. Okay. How many electoral votes? Who's going to?
This is Dale's question.
Dale, and I'll take the closest answer on this one. How many electoral votes did Eisenhower receive in 1952? And who did he go against? That's my.
How many electoral votes were there in 1952?
More than one, less than a million.
Thanks.
Do I get a bonus if I get the who you're against?
You're big.
I will give you a bonus answer if you can get it right.
Okay, electoral votes.
How many electoral votes did Eisenhower receive in 1952? I like Ike was his theme. I like Ike. Pretty original.
You're not going to give me the total electoral votes available
it's,
in 1952,
it's a closest,
are you?
It's a closer to it.
Okay.
I'm guessing pretty much the answer is how many were available.
All right. I'll just say 127.
Look, this is not Washington versus John Adams.
I'm going to say, what did you say, 127?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 128.
Okay.
I'm going to say he ran against Dewey? Two people, Strom Thurmond. And Dewey.
No. Dewey?
No, not Dewey. I want to say
you don't get Johnny extra Rockefeller. Points for that.
It was Adlai Stevenson.
Strom Thurmond ran as a third-party candidate.
And how many was it?
It was 442 electoral votes.
Okay, so that was, yeah.
You know, because basically, Washington just outdid John Adams. Anyway, number four.
So I'm up 2-1.
2-1.
2-1. 2-0.
2-0.
I have zero.
Zero. It's 2-0, Jay. Eisenhower is the most recent president who have never held elective office prior to being president. Name one of the other four presidents this applies to. I think if you can name one, you got to name whoever gets the most.
Wait, so what is it?
Eisenhower is the most recent president to have never held elected office prior to being president. Name one of the other four presidents this applies to.
Okay, that's good.
It's not my question, is it?
It's Jay's.
Yeah. Oh, it's my question. Okay, I'm going to say Grant, Washington, Jefferson, and Jackson.
You know, Jefferson was vice president.
Oh, that's right. Shit. Sorry.
So who did you disqualify?
I said Jackson, Grant, and Washington.
All right, you have one.
Okay.
But I won't say which one it is. So obviously, when I said Jefferson was vice president, that wasn't one of them. So I'm not giving any hints, but
so I could go for a tie and say the same three, and then I'm a half a point on the board.
There you go.
But you don't know which one.
You don't know which one it is.
Okay, hang on a second.
One you should get because Jay says it on this podcast all the time. Just think your nickname. No, not Washington.
Grover Cleveland, Harrison. He was so it's not him.
Harrison didn't stay around long, did he? Had a cold or something? Too soon? Is it too soon?
Yeah, it's probably too soon.
Look, I'm not the one that said goes to give a two-hour speech in the cold without a coat on.
Hamilton. Oh, yeah.
He's on my money.
He's on my money. I'm thinking of money. And I have no idea. Hamilton. And I'll say Grant just to take one of his.
All right, so you guys tie. Grant is one of them. Zachary Taylor, Ulysses S. Grant, William Howard Taft, and Herbert Hoover. Taft. Jay says Taffy all the time.
I wasn't listening to
it. It's half a point each.
Half a point each. Okay, this is Dale.
Yep.
On what date was Dwight Eisenhower named Supreme Ally Commander, WW2? I'll take the closest answer. He has the date. Year. Just give me the year. Just give me the year. I'll take closest answer. Supreme Ally Commander in WW2.
I'll say, do you need a month too or no?
Just the year. I don't want to make it too complicated.
1967? No, 1943.
And the correct answer is 1943.
I was going to say 42, but it just came to me all of a sudden.
It came to me.
Oh, damn, you son of a bitch.
I was thinking 42, but.
Waffle Dan, you stay the F over there.
See, that's what happens to eat waffles. Makes you a cheater. All right, now we have Jay at 2.5.
Because I would have been really embarrassed to say 34. That would have been bad.
Also, put up your hand like this.
What?
Bull crap is what I'm saying. This is the most recent show.
Seriously?
No.
Yes.
That no.
All right, so question number six. We have seven. We have a tiebreaker here.
Okay.
We should just do all seven questions.
Well, it's a tie. Well, are we close? He has 1.5. I have 2.5.
Right.
So.
So between, I need the correct answer on this one.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It is my.
It's your turn.
Whose turn?
Your turn.
No, my turn.
Your turn. Between WW2 and his presidency, Eisenhower served as president of what Ivy League university?
San Diego State.
I'm gonna go with Princeton.
Princeton.
Yep.
No. Space shuttle. Space shuttle.
Shut up!
What? I didn't hear what he said.
Space shuttle. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Okay. He. What'd you say?
Nothing.
No, he said. No. Jay said Princeton.
It wasn't Princeton.
It was incorrect.
Ivy League.
Ivy League school.
Shut your mouth.
I'm trying to make it interesting.
No. I want to win.
Harvard? I don't know.
I just said Harvard.
It is Columbia.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the final one just for fun.
Well, we have a chance to tie it here still.
Yeah, I have a chance to tie.
That was the sixth question.
I know, but if it's a tiebreaker, he can still tie it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you give me the tiebreaker, then I can tie him. Supposedly.
I need the closest answer to this one. In days, how long was Eisenhower's retirement from the presidency? How many days?
Wait, so, okay.
His retirement, he died after.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How many days?
I'm going to say.
It was your, it's Dill's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, no. Go ahead and go first.
It is yours.
No, really, go first.
It is
yours. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Days.
Days.
I hate that when they say days, because it's not going to be a year then, because they wouldn't put it in the form of that. It's just said days, huh? All right.
That doesn't, I'm just going to say that doesn't, don't put that into your thinking of the question.
All right. All right. 21.
21 days?
Sure, why not?
What? I don't know. Are you handing me the game?
He was so broken up about not being president anymore. Hey. He just died.
21, I'm going to say 22.
There you go. So close. 2,989 days.
Trick question.
How's it a trick question?
Well, why can't they say years then?
8 years, 2 months, 8 days.
How many years?
All right. How many years?
Who set that question in?
That was Matt.
Okay. Thank you.
So close.
Hey.
So 3.5 to 1.5. Jay wins.
Woo! In my defense. Yes. I went to a public school on the West Coast, and
hold on a second. I went to that same school.
Bobby the Box was the brain in that class. We just didn't have to do any work. Okay,
you just copied him.
Well, you should have done a better job.
No,
copying.
No, we went to the beach instead. You know, we were just surf's up.
It is true.
Gotta go.
It is true.
We missed class.
That
oh, no.
Padre games.
And then we come back for lunch, and you know, stay for PE and gym, and you know.
My PE class were in the morning, so it made it easier.
Take like two transfers down to 52nd Street and then over to PB and, you know, go body surfing all day. So
that's your,
I'm just saying,
that's your excuse.
That's my defense. I missed most of my history class.
Well, what elementary school did you go to? You went to Hale Junior High. Mildred
Hale
Junior
I went
High?
To Lindbergh Elementary School.
You went to Junior High.
Junior High.
You
Hale,
went to the same one as me.
Hale Junior High.
Mildred
you said elementary
Hale.
School.
I know at first, but you went to Lindbergh. That's right. Is that named after Charles Lindbergh?
It is. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
That's anything else going on in your life that we need to know about? You got 10 minutes for your ice cut?
Yeah, I got 8 minutes. It's counting down. 8 minutes for my ice cut.
What do you like? Do you like the new electric Zamboni over the
oh my gosh.
Propane one?
It is 100% better. It's a little more time consuming to prep, you know, because of, you know, having to block it, having to put up the dump tank and both wash waters and main tank.
All right.
But other than that, I mean, it is so much nicer not having to change a propane tank, 40-gallon propane tank all the time, because you know how that went whenever Russ or I'm sorry,
allegedly,
when all of a sudden you come in and he'd flip between tanks and you get two empty tanks, which is always nice.
Right.
So when you flip over, then you find out that the other tank.
Plus, this one is better for everyone's health.
Exactly. I mean, that was a big commotion about the CO2 emissions.
And I keep telling Lost fans they'll like it because it has a polar bear on the side.
Exactly.
It has a
and
polar bear.
It runs so smooth, and it's nice that it's new. I almost laughed, though, when they said, you know, let's wipe it down. Let's not have the watermarks on the paint. It's etching the paint. I'm like, really? Really, we don't want to etch the paint.
Hey,
it's
wiped
Zamboni.
I wiped it off at first. I don't do it.
How long? I mean, we might as well wax the damn thing.
Well, I said, I go, why don't you wax
it? So it'll beat up.
I said, why don't you wax it?
That's just crazy. You know, I mean, granted, you want to keep it new.
I noticed that people are leaving as you're talking. is that a trend,
Dale? They're just filing
kind of,
out.
You're kind of clearing out the house.
So that much, that made me laugh when I saw that little note. Let's wipe it down. And I mean, there's actually little handy wipes back there. And
so any rumor that you're getting married? I mean, that just seems to be a topic of conversation that's coming up lately. You got how many minutes? 2 minutes. So you can explain to us when the wedding is. When's it happening? When you pop in the question? Nobody's listening. Is anybody listening?
No one's listening.
Nobody's listening. Say, there you go. Nobody can hear.
I'll tell you this much. Yeah. If I were to do that, it would definitely be Kimmy.
Yes. Okay. So what they do?
I mean,
I'm not putting any pressure on you.
I've made a decision and we both have talked a lot about this in this realm of it. And in fact, at Heather and Steven's wedding, which we just attended, we did kind of the whole, they had a photo booth thing there and we had the little ring and the whole thing. And she had a Mrs. and I had a Mr. and we thought that was
I didn't even catch it.
Put a little note in the thing saying, hey, we forgot to tell you. So,
yeah, that's all I read. I go, I don't get it. Yeah, then you guys pointed out the ring.
I think eventually we will go down
so
that.
So about 6 months, 3 months, 6 months.
You know, from a tax perspective, I mean, it is so much better to be married than it is single because property and everything else. And if you get ill, I mean, you've got to have so much stuff in writing that says this person can come and visit you in the hospital and stuff. It's ridiculous in today's world. So
you're saying before the end of the year?
I'm just saying.
It's April, right? April, so. I'm not trying to pressure you.
No, well, you're kind of putting me on the spot.
Am I putting you on the spot?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Everyone says no.
I'll definitely let you know because more than likely.
Well, usually I find
you
out.
You would be my best man.
Well, he says that, but he's been married twice, and I found out after he got married.
I'm sorry. Did I just make a face?
Oh, you made a face, and no one can see it. Nobody can see it. Nobody can see it. No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yes.
We want you to be happy, healthy, and wise.
Yes, and we do get along famously.
No, we don't.
She's down in Savannah having a good time right now.
That's right, because she's down.
And I'm watching the dogs.
You said she's down for how long? She's been down there about a week.
No, she's down there for 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Kansas.
No.
Nope. Okay. Is that your cue to go do the ice?
Yeah, that's my alarm to go tell me that I've been.
Hey,
show everybody
your phone because the kids at home can go, hey, they can learn that in history class.
Yeah, it's an old phone.
All right.
It's a slider, which I don't use the keyboard because...
You don't use the keyboard?
I don't type for nothing, so...
Well, is it like a... how do you text?
I just text with all the numbers off the...
Okay.
Off the number keyboard.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks, Warren Pat.
T9, right?
Yeah. You're here all night?
I'm here all night.
You're here till what time?
Whatever time I get done cleaning up, because I got to let the dogs out 12 hours later so they don't leave me little surprises in the house.
So you're the answer to who let the dogs out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Dale.
I got to run.
Good luck, and we'll take an eye on that Zamboni.
All right. Take care.